let's now begin to answer the Kushya Atzuma. Again, this with a Sefer Tochazi, and I will explain to you, to give you the source, coming to this, towards the very end of the Sefer, Chelek Beis, get the Chelek Aleph when we discuss our next issues. Page Tofuf Lamed Tes. That's pretty far into the Sefer. And he goes into the discussion of what's called an Eid She'eino Boduk. We saw yesterday in Machlokas in the Gemara whether something is what's called Tomei Tumas Nida or Tomei Tumas Keser. The big vart, Nakuda, he points out over here is that we usually assumed until now that Tomei Tumas Keser is the Rabbanon and Tomei Tumas Nida is the Raisa. That's what got us into trouble, the Kushya Atzuma. The Chiddush over here is no, the assumption is wrong. That even if it's Tomei Tumas Nida, it may still be considered midrabbana. In other words, this kesem is safek, and nida is treated as a vaday. But even though it's treated as a vaday, it may still have a din, only a din midrabbana. That's his chiddush. Let's take a look, Rabosei, in the Gemara on the few dalet of an aleph. That's where this term first begins. Yud dalet of an aleph. Saw this yesterday. And then we saw the end of the daf. Reb Chiya changed his mind, and he wanted to know: did he change his mind from nida to kesem, or from kesem to nothing? That's where the expression comes from. And in the last two lines, it says, "Rebbe omet tmei mishum nida, Reb Chiya omet tmei mishum kesem." So the issue we assume, so Rashi says, "Tmei mishum nida, tuma v'adoyes tekev in the cheskas damim sham." Don't think it came earlier. So we usually assume that it didn't arise. Then we got into trouble. The answer is no. It could be tmeah to mesnida on a level of midrabanan. That's all. That's the end to the Kushya Atzuma. Aye, if it's a vadai, don't take the words vadai so literally. He quotes the Gemara about Sayanaf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. He's trying to prove from the Gemara. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We've heard this. This is the famous Gemara. Bodko Karka Olam. Okay? The Tosis Rid, if you call it, goes against almost all Rishonim and learns that the holding of our Gosh is to make sure that the Dam comes from her. Then so the Raisi without any Hargosha. But Shmuel says, must be some kind of a suffix of Me'alma. Remember the Tosfos Rid said, Amar Me'alma. So the question becomes, what's the Gemara asking Akash over here? If the Tosfos Rid is right, what's the Gemara asking Akash against Shmuel? From Isha Sha'osa Tzuracheha. Right? Rameh says Tumeah. Or Eid Moshech, which is Tumeah. Those two kashas, one after the other. And if you doubt him and base, the Gemara says, Ramea says, Tmeya Nida. It's Vadi Mehamokar. Right? He must be saying that no. Even according to Rabbi Meir, Tmeya Nida doesn't mean 100% Vada. It can't mean it. If it meant 100% Vada, the Gemara's kasha and Zayin and base is no kasha. I'll give you his words. Muchvach Lomer. Even according to Rav Meir, Tmeya Nida, ain't a kavana to be emes having vaday men amoka. She poshi hu she ain't kamet tziyah shol vaday. Do ain't derech dama amoka la tesa me raglayin. Rav Yossi says, Metar la gamre. El Tmeya Nida means, dimidin rov dama men amoka yesh disnai ki ilu adam vaday me amoka. Ain't a chenami. There's a miut that's not from the amoka. What proves it? A Rashi yudala damit beis. Let's take a look. He quotes from Rashi, Yudal Amud Beis, Yoshev is Tahora, to be Moko Meraglaim who bo, the ain't Tommy Aladama Moko, to become a mayor, Omed is Tmeya, the Af Algab, the Eagle is Fukuni, the Moko Meraglaim, came in the Raglaim, the Dova, the Dochle Amo, the Cheska Tommy and Moko, Mitami Hokanami Mitami. So you see, Chlor, that word Vadai doesn't mean Vadai. It doesn't mean Vadai. It doesn't really mean it. So you have to understand that since it doesn't really mean it, Rov is considered like a Vadai. That's how he explains what it means over here. So Tmeya Nida doesn't mean daraisa, it means considered to have a status of vada. We'll take a look at the Gemara itself. Goes on to the Gemara. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the very end of the narrow lines. Mashuch Vadai Migufa Asa. What do you mean Vadai? Nah, it can't be Vadai because if it's a Kes of Pachas Mikagris, it's Mutter. Doesn't mean it. So to Eish and Abadah Kohen to Rebbe, it's the same thing. Nida Vadai means the Taurus. But should we treat it? But the Baila, no. You know why? Dam velo kesem, and therefore the tumas nida is only midrabbanan, only midrabbanan. And as a matter of fact, this is found in two places. It gives you direct quotations. I don't have the time to show it through the inside. The first is from a Ramban on Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph, where the Ramban says, "Klar." This is the Ramban's lashon. V'i have biyerech nami kesemu v'tamei. And the Rashba on Afnum Zion says that Kol Hanei Tshufta, all the questions, we saw this inside, all the questions are answered. I'll give it to you, the Lashon of the Rashba. Rashba says, Nira Dehashta Vimashvalahu Lebalei HaGemara Deshmuel Torah Legarmei Kama Vafilim B'derabonim B'tein D'lecha V'dakshinan Olei Kol Hanei Tshufta L'mashaninan Hosim B'derabonim Ad also have Yirmiyah Medifti V'chodis Modes Shmuel Shitmei Medrabon Mashma V'lemaskana B'tirutzter of Yirmiyah The Modes Shmuel Shitmei Medrabon Lo kasha olei Midrab Meir Shomedes Tmeya. Why? V'hayne Mishum Davituma Derabonon. So you see Klar, we said, we assumed in the Kushi Atzuma yesterday that Tmeya Kesem is Rabon and Tmeya Nida is Zorai. I said wrong. Tmeya Kesem is Suffolk the Rabbanon, and to me, neither is it considered a Vada the Rabbanon, even though it's not a Vada Mamish. Not a Vada Mamish. Fine. So now let's discuss an aid She'eno Boduk. That's an expression which the Gemara has over here back on Afiyud Dalit, if you recall. We spoke about it at some length yesterday. An aid She'eno Boduk is an aid which was not checked previously. So you're not 100% sure that the Dam is coming from now. Maybe the Dam was there from before. So Sugi over here on Daf. A whole discussion. Alright. And now compares this a little bit to the Sugi of Osis Rachel. That's the Sugi Yudal Amad Aleph, going over to Yudal Amad Beis. Great. So what kind of status does this have? What kind of status is the H and Abadak? So it seems to be a bit of a dispute. Let's take a look and see some of the sources, see what they say. Anto Lubavitch. Just very slow. Sounds wrong. Okay, if you don't have it, I'll tell you about Pet. But since we are open to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I wanted to show it to you on the screen. We say Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. That was okay. Right, baby girl has a name yet?
Yeah.
Liba. Liba. Okay. And how much does the boy weigh now?
Almost 4 pounds.
Relax. Take your time, no rush. This can always be done a day later. We finally have a girl this year. Finally, it's an old boy, so we broke the gender line. Baruch Hashem. Nazel and Bruch. Yeah, those neither, yeah? You have it? Oh, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Kuftzani. Thank you. Let's see if we can find what we're looking for. Okay. What do we say over here? Bein ogul, bein mashuch, the Ding Shak Samim, Philim Moshech Tolim and Makolas, Ad Kigris Vod. Fisha Avzu, Ena Tumea, Philip Kigris Vod, Ela Tumas Samim, Flo Tumas Nida. Hovel Ohio Aid Boduk, Shem Hoyo Love Damze, Mikodem Lachain. That's what the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe says. Okay? Okay. So what will happen is that Ena Makabal Tumah. That's what I would have liked to say, right? A nice kula. No. How do you like that? Even though when we say it's kekesem, it doesn't mean it's kekesem completely. No, not true. Does everyone agree with this Alter Rebbe? Let's turn to the Pischet Shuva, gentlemen, in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sifkaton Yud Ches. Everyone, please open up. Siman Kuf Tzadi. Sivkot on Yud Ches. Okay. Okay. So Sivkot on Yud Ches begins with a discussion about whether paper is Mekabel Tumah or not Mekabel Tumah. We'll discuss it a little bit more as we go. The different kinds of paper, etc., all kinds of different situations. That we're not going to discuss right now. But halfway through, he quotes, Ato nitpas shut chasam sofer chelik shishi. V'sham besimen, it's in a bracket. V'sham besimen pei aleph kosa. Da'afil nir didan, ena mekabel tumah v'lo ksamen. D'keima shenichtashu hodek heitev, v'nimslu b'mayim, v'nefchu l'ponim acheros. Pochod en temer pishim inayim. Fine. He goes on a little bit further by on the Yoros. Even Samar Pishtim, it's Maisa H. Shemesh. Al Kain, Biksamim, and Mtsam, Hoch in the Hokel. Watch this now. Watch. Ach Bibdikas H. Eno Boduk, Imu Nior, Afal Pish, Union, Nishir Kigris, Vod, Yesh Lo, Din Kesem. Listen carefully. Nikomakom, Linyan Ze. Lo Omar Lahokel bin Nir. He's not 100% sure that Nir is not Mekabel Tumah. But if it was something that he was 100% sure that's not Mekabel Tumah, he'd be making against Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe says, even if it's for sure not Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't matter. We have to be Machmir. H. and above. With the Chasam Sofer says, if he knew for a fact it's not Mekabel Tumah, we could be Mekel. A pretty fundamental machlokes between the Alter Rebbe and the Chasam Sofer. This is an important machlokes. Presumably, they say that it applies to something which is colored. It's a Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah. Wow. What about after going to the bathroom? It's something similar, right? It's similar to what we saw in the Gemara, and after you dial it, to aid She'eno Baduk. So, we are arming us to be Mekel. We're Mekel even on our paper. Because our paper, Lechor, is for sure not Mekabel Tumah. The toilet tissue, which is just meant to throw into the garbage, we'll get to that as we go. Fine. Halacha l'maisa, what do you do in this case? I'm going to read you some of the interesting logic from this beautiful sefer, Toch Hazi, page Tof Kuf Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. What happens if you do a kinuach after the bathroom, b'dava shena b'kabel tumah, such as our tissues? Okay, he wants to make the following suggestion. Kuanta Rav Yossi, everything's mutar. Everything's mutter. There are more, as we saw two bullets yesterday. No. There's no chashash or gosha, a typical Meiraglayim situation. So we can be Mekel if you only see it on a on a tissue which is not mekabel tuma. I the chavazda said, if you recall, hagoshen eraglayim yesh lachshosh dilma argosh of kemo ve'ed bedika. No, he said, it's no better than ed shena baduk. No worse, we can say shena tuma elibed rabbanon. According to chasam sofer, ed shena baduk we can be mekabel in a mekabel tuma. I the alter rebbe. Alter Rebbe says, "Ain't a mekabel tumah doesn't help." We just saw. No, he says, "Dama nimtza b'meraglayim kilt fei afilu be'eish and avodak." And the Alter Rebbe himself is modem ish lahakol b'ain a mekabel tumah, as we said earlier. And we see clear that dama meraglayim is more kal than eish and avodak, because according to Rebbe Yossi, it's Torah legamri. Dama meraglayim, even eish and avodak, is tamei akesem. That's a sugya mefresh and afyudal. Now, he goes a little bit further than that. Remember, the Chav Hasdas was Choshesh, V'Argosha V'Mei Raglayim. So the question will become, Yichai Shina L'Argosha, we should still consider to be Kekesem, Eich and Abodok. Right? That was the original Kusha Tzuma from yesterday. Look at the answers. The Chav Hasdas is B'dama Nimtza B'Kinuach Efter Mei Raglayim. V'lo Nimtza Shum Dam V'Mei Raglayim. So we shouldn't assume is a maka neraglayim. Ukemoshin b'chol b'diko kinuach lo magzik and shesh maka. Here too as well. It's like a dam shiot zavadim in amokor. Oh. And then we say that we're, if you be choshish v'ragosha, who have a din of dam animtza v'ein b'diko abodim. Not if it's found in the neraglayim as well. Oh. We said earlier, mentioned this yesterday, the dam yotzem and amoka lebosa the tamu mayor legamri. Even the chavas das is mode shein lochish lagosha. What are you worried about? Remember that funny hagosha muzara we called it. Hold the miraglein lamoka. Moshe v'ubah divrei Rav Moshe we saw yesterday. The kaven shekain, here's his point. Mimonim shach yesh the tyrus adam shenim tzoliachar tolos miraglein shekincha benir shenim kabel to monim shach. Why? The Irish Adam Yotza may have mocker or be on Fanam of his man. Shana Choshim the Hodder Meraglayim the mocker, which is that unusual kind of argosha. Im Kane, Avshib and Matzev Kazer, Yeshlochosh Argosha, sure, it's a possibility. Mikomakom, may I time a goofo Yeshlitos, Shadam Yigia Mimako, Shib Meraglayim, Father Kachen of Boduk, Shin the Tamim and Atora, Rakak Summa Drabon in the canal. So there's no Shasha of the Raisin. Normal situation, etc. If that's the case, so therefore, there's no shalavid or isa. Forget about that. The worst case would be a derabbanan, and if there's so many machloksim, we can be mekel. Now, those who want to be machmir, and there are those, they're machmir samuch latolos meraglayim. Gentlemen, who wants to enter into an auction? How much is Sabach Latolos Meraglayim? Give a number. Give me a number. Like, you have to be practical. Give me a number. What's called Sabach? What's not called Sabach? So here he has four pages of different versions. What's Sabach? No one knows. So the Chav Hasdas, let's start with him, since he's the one we started with, right? Open up again to the Chav Hasdas, Siman Kuf Tzadi. Sivkot and Aleph at the end. Since we started with Chav Hasdas, we have to end with Chav Hasdas. Chav Hasdas, Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Aleph at the end of Sivkot and Aleph. And look what he says. Aleph is pretty long. He says, Ochani Motza Dam Samach Atos Meraglai Mashiach Veses Amuhu Vesifnon Aleph Tamei Medorai Safalo Agosha Moshiach Vesach Atashvish. Okay. The chmol amin agoshet shamish can amin agoshet meraglaimu beneedet af nuzayim. Vachinami in bok ratzav and motza tohoro the samach the shir vest and motza tampa kinuch tamea. Amin and amin at yuridis aed leben ashinayim digadan agoshet aed yorad adan leben ashinayim to tamea. Oh! Falav dafka shir osiyom, that's a shir naf yudal about the binkayim korban chattas. Rak afilu shir di achaz man the chayevas oshem tolui gam kein tamea. Misafek doraisa, avol achar tohora. Okay, fine. Now the question is, how many minutes is the longer shear? The longer shear. How long is that? How long is that? How long is that? Anybody know how long that is? The longer shear. Not the shorter shear of Osiyah. The longer shear. For Hashem Talun. Give me a time. Give me minutes. Measure it in seconds and minutes. Something. No. Once it's summer, it's Chatzis Shah. Chatzis Shah, Chatashmish, is Asur Mishim Roh Machmash Tashmish. A half an hour. Whoa. Others say, Reva Shah. Quarter of an hour, 15 minutes. He says,
where do you get these shoes?
I don't know. I mean, he's quoting this ball. Teferes Tzvi said half an hour.
He said half hour because he explained there are laws, some of them. We're not sure by Tashmish.
Right, we're not sure. Right. Divrei Chaim said.
So he said some of them Tashmish.
Right. Divrei Chaim is a quarter of an hour. And then he says maybe the shear is Chatzi Mil. Looking Gittin Dafayim, which is 9 minutes. I'm just rattling off, and it's on page Tav Kuf Nun, the various shirim which I proposed. For what we'll call the longest year. That's the longest year. Longest year. Okay, what about the shortest year? Kadesh, Toshit, Yoda, etc. How long is that? Shir Muat, 2 or 3 minutes at most. That's Binyan Shel Simcha. That's the nephew of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So I want to say maybe 5 minutes. Okay, that's already Mufluk. That's Acher. So some will say even the longest shiur is less than 5 minutes. So we don't know. There's so many different shiurim. What about the shortest shiur? All right, OCO. Okay. Some says it's 7.5 minutes. And some say, wow, it's much too long. What does he say over here? Check that out. Chof Beis Amma is 12 seconds. Or 14 seconds. Depends how much Hilich Mil is. He did the mathematics. Okay? Some say it should be 35 seconds. Some say 3 minutes. Half a minute. I mean, you name it, it's all here. So I have no clue how much to what these things are. But Fiani is Daiti, we could be making in all cases. That's all. I'm not gonna sit around and figure out all these million and one shiurim. Anias 90, we can always be Makel in these jobs. Always. That's what I thought. Always. Oh. We mentioned yesterday the Shaila of a Kesem found in Tashmish. I had a Shaila Mamash about this yesterday. These Shailas come up in real life. So let's open up to the Sidrei Tara, Sifkot Lamed Vav, and see what he says. We made reference to it yesterday briefly. Sidrei Tara Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot Lamed Vav. At the end of Sivkot and Lamed Vav. Here we go. Miut Sarachi in the last few lines. Hecha the Shimsha mitos of Achakach Motz or Kesem al Dovash and Mekabel Tumma the Bechasavua. Oh, a sheet. The Ba'al Makaimalon the Torah. Afagav the Vare Migufasya. Kevin Shalom Bahar Gosha Chazya. Avokad the suffix the raisu the eshloma the agash of the suffix agash of shamashu tmeya, he wants to be machmir potentially. Is that what it really says? Did he really hold that way? So I'm going back over here to this beautiful sefer page Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, again towards the very end. Okay, so that's what the Sidrei Tara suggests. But later on, in Kuf, this is also on the Maramah Komus, I believe, Kuf Tzadi Sifkot Tzadi Gimel, that's the long one. He says, no. Tahora min HaTorah, Kevan De'ika Limitli De'mi Alma Asya, Ve'ein Vada De'beguf Asya. So you want to be Mekel, even in that situation. Let's take a look if you can. It's Kuf Tzadi Sifkot Tzadi Gimel, Dibamaskil Ume Ata, and then also Dibra Masel Nagzor Linyanein. It's going to be hard to find if you help me out with this one, because Tzadik Gimel is the longest of them all. We've been here a few times already. Oh, I found Nagzor Linyanein. I haven't found Umayata yet. I just happened to chance upon Nagzor Linyanein. Where's Umayata? I don't know where it is. Oh, I take that back. I'm in the wrong sukkah. There's more than one Nagzor Linyanein. It's too good to be true. Okay.
There's
Umayata
that's
just from
there.
Found Umayata? It's so long. Found Nachs and Yenenu. For those who have Nachs and Yenenu, how can I tell you where to find it? I have it myself. It is very much toward the end. Really, it's really only another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th from the last paragraph. It's in my print. Nachs and Yenenu. Hod the Kaimel and the Ksama the Rabbanon. That's Rashi, the Tosfos Yosam. I feel the Motzel Akesam Achra Tashmish. And therefore, if some is the Rabbanon, right? Came the lab begufa asr b'shemachi Torah and Torah, and even according to those who say Ksamim is because of lack of Agasha, maybe over here should be Doraisa. No, mistima zapost mishalchilka b'zandir this field of the long Ksamim the Rabbanon. Natan. Kevon Shetos Lo Shriach Kolkach, as he said earlier, Uvit Starif Nami Dilma Me'am Ka'asya, Afal Gav Shalom Is'aska B'Ksamim, Mikol Lameima Dilma Ovar V'Lava Daita, Minat Torah Tehora. And once Minat Torah is Tehora, and it's Savua, we can be Mekil. That's the bottom line. It's in Nachas Yoneinu towards the end of Sitkon Tzadik Gimel. So he had suggested, this is Doraisa, back, we saw the first quote of the Sidrei Tara. But that was in Sivkot and Lamed Vav. But at the end of the day, he's Mekel, and he calls Rebbe Vajra is also Mekel, and his Shaila, and the Akotin, I'm following their footsteps. Who wants to be a Machmas of Shaila? I've gotten this Shaila on more than one occasion, and I said just yesterday, such a Shaila, and the Shailas come up all the time. Oh, gentlemen, a very, very common Shaila. A woman falls asleep, and she wakes up in the morning, and she had a period. This is a very, very common situation. What happens then? What happens then? Seems to me that we should treat it as every other kesa. But the Shut Marami Lublin had a different response. I think we've seen it once before, but it's time to refresh our memories a little bit. This is the famous Tshuva to the Shaloh HaKadosh. Simon Bey's in Marami Lublin. Maharam, where are we? Lublin. Yifei pri toa karasi d'shimcha ahuvi ha'alof Yerushaya Segel Segel Skan Levir Yerushaya Levi Horowitz, the famous Shalom. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a gedolei olam mamash. They're writing to each other. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay. Kesem. What if she knows for sure comes from her? It's impossible. Otherwise, what should we say? In other words, the shalom is bothered. Is Hargosha only to prove that it's not from the outside? Or is Hargosha is a gzera sakosav? And he goes into it along with tshuva. Can't be a marich. Da-da-dum. This is the din of Hargosha, even if she knows it. Comes from her, she's still not asur midaraisa. Fine. Go to the sukkahs. Many riots. Okay. Where is what I'm looking for? I'm trying to find if she fell asleep. She woke up in the morning. I can't find it. Somewhere in here, the Marabba Lublin says, if she wakes up in the morning, it's a shaila v'daraisa. How come I couldn't find it? If you find it, let me know. Isha shapir sanida b'shas yishena. Right? What do we say? I, without agosha, even if it's sure, it's only with the rabbanon. If you can help me find this, I can search it. Mikol gam benida di dan sheros b'shas hashena near the suffit daraisu the emar hirgisha v'lavadaita v'dumach dugma zet tirtu atosis and after the zayin of the base. Can find it. Anybody? I'd love to show it to you. Calls it verbatim. I don't want to spend more time, but perhaps we'll somehow find it a little later on. That's what he quotes verbatim.
In the first paragraph.
That's in the first paragraph?
In the
show. Oh, the show said it.
The show.
Oh, that I couldn't find it. That's not exactly right. That's the show. Where? Oh, Isha Shishim Shembalat Achash in Yoram Mishnasa, Uvishasha Isa Yishena Pearson Ida Babir Gomesh Veno Yadam, Maya Chuvasa. That's the Shail. So what does he say? That's the Shail. But he obviously answered the question somewhere or other. Still not finding it. Thank you. At least we saw the Shaila. I don't even see it. The show will ask the question. These exact words are not funny. Maybe it's not a full citation. Okay, whatever it may be. This is Shaila. What's it then? It's against the Gemara. Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Agav Tzara Misara. It's the Paradis Rimonim as the Kasha. Against. Not going to be. Let's take a look over here and see a few other sources that he quotes over here which are relevant to this discussion. Relevant, not identical. We'll start the Torah Sashlomim in Sivkotin Chof. These are all the new Marama Karmas that you received recently. The two Torah Sashlomims arguing with Levush. Two of them. Here we go. Sif Tezvav, Shtei Nashim, Shekisu Roshan Bechaluk Echad, Shtei and Tumeos. Said the Torah Tashlamim Chaf, Halavush Kosev Atam, is Elishonach, Dovadim Imoko Shalachas Manbo, Bechalachas Omedes Besavik Doraisa. End quote. Vloyarati the Sof Dieter Klaal, says the Torah Tashlamim. Doksamim de Rabbonon. Kemosha kozu atso besimazel kama pamim. What are you talking about? Aba beemes dechol ki agavno di sheyev shalitos beachas yosem michaverta. Afila yisa de rabbona. Lo matirinon mitan sveka de rabbona. Uchi agavna imavur b'shas psochem daf yud. Uvi yordeh kufin aleph. Shtek deva shal heta shenafal yisa betoch achas mehem. And he himself says in Laman Aleph. In other words, he can't be matter both. If you matter both, that's impossible. Hey, minayel mafkis. You just can't pick one arbitrarily. So you have to ask them both. He doesn't understand why the Levush is saying it's a shalav adarais over here. That's in Sifkot and Chof. Let's go to Sifkot and Nun in the Torah Sashlam. Once again, he argues with the Levush. What's Sifkot and Nun? Sifkot and Nun It's in Sif Memches. Shtei Noshim Shalav Shu Cholak Echad Boduk Nitzabo Kesim. Okay? Shtei and Timaeus. Okay? Vamed Ramurim Shloposhtu also Balayla Lechasis Bos Roshan. Kisa Bos Roshan Shtei and Timaeus. Old discussion. Says the Levush, quoted by the Torah from Sif Kot Nun. Hi, Bamed Ramurim. Koy imhu lemala meachagor l'shteyem l'shteyem tohoros. V'azeh kamar v'med v'amamurim mishlo poshtu. Mashenken im kisnes erosha di oz b'chol mokom shiimotei tmeya. Shudachozer heilich v'heilich. Look back at Yudal and Tezlov. V'chein im shneyem kisnes erosha l'shteyem tmeyos. V'im achas kisnes erosha osu shekisnesa tmeya chosa poshut. I found in the Aterazov, which is the Levush, who writes as follows. Kisses so achas mehen bos rosha, also she kisses so tumeya, afal pishu shdeshteyan lemata menachagor, talina nyose beriyas halayla li beriyas hayom, neshim hoysa roa bayom hoysa margeshes, lefichach talina and also she kisses so babalayla, termina shehi roa sa bishena velo agisha. Oh, sounds along the lines of the Marama Lublin. Velo yorata the sof daito. Dim came and Tamina also mikoch nida daraisa. V'had lo agisha, shemisha rosa b'sheina. V'zeh garam lo, he says, shekosa del sifta tzvav da misover daraisa, he told it the Maram Lublin. V'zeh varayeno, the mavua b'shas, u'v'sim and zeh kama pavim in the Shulchan Aruch, the afbi b'sheina kisma de rabbanon, v'told in the hokel. V'atam, the afbi b'sheina isa margeshes, k'disa b'hedja b'yresh pap perakam adav gimel. Otherwise not. He quotes the Mefurash Gemara of Samach Amid Beis. Let's take a look. If he says to look at Samach Amid Beis, you have to look at Samach Amid Beis. What's in Samach Amid Beis? I think it's also in the Maram Kamos. Take a look, please. Samach Amid Beis. Samach Amid Beis is the whole discussion. A Mishnah. Shalosh Nashim Sheyushenes Bimita. A whole discussion. Tolo Zumbers. Look at the Tlius. Even though they're sleeping. You see cloth in the Mishnah. That and the Sugis that follow. If someone's asleep, it's still someone with the Rabbanon. You find this in Shulchan Aruch too. Let's take it to the very end. Just to give one example. The very, very end of Siman Kuf Tzad. Sif Nun Gimel. Next to the lesson. Hod Armina Nimsa Da Becholago Mita Osaf Sal Kulon Tmeus. And it's ask achas b'ksamim, kulan tohoros, or kulan tolos ba, v'tolos b'ksamim. But we're talking about someone's going to sleep. Pashas is going the whole day. Everyone's sleeping over here in the previous sifin. You see, klar, says the Torah Sashlamim, even if you were sleeping, it's still the Rabbana. No, so what's going on with the Marabi Lublin? So, let's take a look over here in the sugya. On Av Gimel Amun Aleph. Gimel Amun Aleph, that's the song we've been a few times before. What's the case? Hain the time of the Shammai, Hoel v'isha margeshes v'yatzma. Therefore, what does Shammai say? The very first words of the Sechta, Shammai Omer, kol nashim shtayin shaitan. We don't assume it came any earlier, because she would have felt it. V'hillel, Kisvura hargoshes meraglayim hi. Ayol l'shama hika yishena. How can Shammai be mekel and say it's only b'dayan shayda? What if she was asleep before? It says Gemara, yishena nami agav tzara misery. She got up, meeted havi hargoshes meraglayim, which she would presumably feel. Okay. There, a gentleman is a cheskes tara. Hila l'skoshes l'mafregas of siyog l'kotchim. And Shammai is not worried about it. She didn't feel anything. And Vyashena, Agav Tsara Misra. Doesn't mean that she has to get up, but rather, as he explains over here, quote, Kevan Shahar Bay Noshim is Oros Bishas Hashena, Machmas Agosha, Sagi Bitam Ze, Kidei Shalom Nafsho Shirosa Bishas Hashena, because she has Cheskas Tara. When did the Marami Lublin Aser? When she knows for a fact that the blood came out when she was asleep. That's what the Levush is talking about. Enochinami. If you're not sure, we can be Mekel. As a matter of fact, the Sefer Chutshani. Chutshani is Rabbi Karelitz. Of course, it's known as, you know, he's not so Mekel on some of these shilas. We saw already a couple of times just recently. Okay? The Chutshani discusses this question at the very beginning of his Sefer in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Let me read it to you. Nimsa Shemrasa Samak Latashish Besoch Shira Mavur Kufay Zayin Dina the Tmeh and Atorah the Talin the Bergosa Bergosha Avon Rasa Leachazman Hamavusha Tzolik Kesem Ume Hai Taima Hamot says Kesem Al Mitosa Liacha Shena Slila Lochashina Shemor Higisha Bishenosa Vidino Kesem against the Levush, she says in the bottom. Why? We don't know. We're not sure. We don't know. So the Chutshani is Mekel. Or we could always say Davalo Kesem. Davalo Kesem. You never know where it's coming from. Either Marami Lublin. No. The Marami Lublin is referring to a case of a Shef Adam. Of a Shef Adam. The Shef Adam certainly came out of her guf. And that's why we're told in B'davar Acher, and not that Shirgisha, she didn't wake up. How do you know we assume that? From the Taz, and Sifkan Chav Gimel seems to hold that way. Oh, here's a different shayla, and this is a very legitimate shayla. We don't understand the Rambam at all. Granted that it came about when she was sleeping, and had she been awake, she would have felt it, but she was asleep, she didn't feel it. Granted, the same anatomical phenomenon which transpired in her sleep, had she been awake, she would have certainly felt it. But the bottom line, she was in a deep sleep, she didn't feel it. So why should the Marami Lublin say, as has the status of Hagosha? This is the very, very end of the Sefer, page Tof Kuf Sadi Ches. Mamish comes towards the very end. He doesn't understand it. He says, "I feel we name a shadam yotzah b'shas hashena biyofen shekazeh shem hoisa era hoisa ragisha bo mikomakom kamen shlo ragisha bo I feel a shoy zeh machmas shoyse yishena mikomakom bepoel o hoisa karagosha umaich mosam edetam lo ragisha." It's not like a shota or a ktana that they have the physical feeling; just they don't process it. Great kash. That's his kash. Great kasha. Great kasha. That's his kasha. So what is the answer? Look at the rights. Page Tuf Reish. It's what? 600. Very end. This is false. Isha Sharas or Ribui Dam Bishenos. A whole period. Be often Shana Machmirim Bekesim Kazem Bitsad Hashash Hargosha Kimavuliel. Bechagab Mesh Lahachim Gam Sharas Akan Achar Shena. Why? The Havada Logora Mayim Hoysa Neora Florigisha Uvechozos Onomach Mirimbo. So Isha Shekama Baboka Verosa Shefa Dan Boda Yeshena Bevadei Sheishlodan Dan Zeh Kisafek De Oraisa. Being asleep is no more lenient than someone who's awake and feels nothing. We say that even though she's awake and feels nothing, she probably did feel it. So he's going to say the same thing. Even though she was asleep, she probably did feel it. That's what he says. That's a very, very big chiddush. Lefi ani es daiti, we need not say this chiddush, but say my chiddush. Why give his chiddush? My chiddush. What's my chiddush? Hagosh is lav dafka. Hagosh means derech riyosa bekach. So since she had a whole period in the middle of the night, that is called hagosh. The women never have any hagosh in this man as there. Well, the only thing that's called hagosh, I told you, is derech riyosa bekach. That's what I think of Pshat is over here. Came near a leak. Different than what he says in a page Tuf Reish, but the bottom line would be the same. He makes a reference here to the Shiurei Shevet Halevi, to you. Here we go. Hine meikev adin mashem mishtimas apolskim den chilek ben kismayom lekismay laila ben chosh lesavid arayse avol amayse nira de shlochosh lezeh de bebetzius kimach en yodin lahafi baragoshes. And he quotes a truest shy. Bisman hazeh in bekiin kol kach baragoshes fein lismach bisman hazeh ahod amur de ra'av gav tzara misara v'chein roma b'nisayin shenoshim roma shlor gishu k'shesholim shuvah omros shefashir gishu. Yeah, they don't know exactly what's going on. Kiss me yom, efshalach levar etzla imregisha. Kiss me laila, efshalavare. Kam shchiach, she should come up a boka motes ribu dam. She gia vesel lo gisha bezek klal. Vyom am shicha liros im argosha av apikein lo is oriba laila. Umidina avik a kesem af apisha bichay gavna kemat vare shahoya tchilas veses. Okay. Al kaponim benoshim shavestet bo kemat below argosha. Ish lochosh kesvega daraisa. Why? I'm not sure why. If he says like me, I understand why. If you don't say like me, I'm not sure why. He says, well, she really did get up in the middle of the night. She just doesn't remember. But this is, you know, like the closing of the girl was not happy with saying a woman that heavily yifts appear. I would say, I'm not happy to say that she got up in the night, she forgot. I don't know. I don't want to put down the women. I'd rather say my chiddush. My chiddush is, she taka felt nothing. She stepped right through it. I felt pikein. That's a ribudan, that's a vesis, that's considered the equivalent of argosha. So I think my chiddush works better to explain this phenomenon than the other chiddushim which are given by the various poskim to explain that did. What about a small amount of dan? See, it's mamish the last page of the sefer. Mamish, next to the last page? The last page. Ah, I love it. The very last page. Tof Reish Gimel. That's 603 pages before we get to the Maftechus. We're in the very last page. He writes as follows. He says, a woman in the middle of the night, Ribudam, Yesh Tahachmir. Okay, I agree with that, for my reasons. Then he says, the last paragraph, V'cheinesh Tizor Tuva B'din Zen, Afilu B'dam Muat. She wakes up with Dam Muat, why? D'pamim Kisamim Elu, have a tchilas ria, v'lochein af biofanim shein chashash argosha, mikom gamesh lahafrish azug mitashmish l'zman ma, at she is bara matzav baruch shekivati. That's what I've been saying a whole year. If you see something, you have to be lahafrish l'zman ma. I told you my zman ma l'chatchil is 24 hours. I told you a long time ago. So I found it, baruch Hashem, the very last paragraph of this whole 603-page book is exactly what I said. To avoid a mikshul, and I'll be quoting to you as we go from the Shem and the Levi, who's the one who originally said this. The Mavad quoted it, as we said, maybe even it's Brown. We'll get to it as we go. Now, another beautiful sefer called the Nite Gavriel. Nite Gavriel. So he has over here something similar. Perek Ayin Aleph Sivov. Imotza kesen ve'eni odas ma'amar Torah olo o she'eni odas imesh l'ashir v'choshevas b'data she'en k'dar l'haras l'chochem she'memele b'meshach hayomim yagi aveses yesh l'olam dam she'en lasos kein. She should right away show the shayla. She's supposed to be Torah whenever she could possibly be Torah. What's the sword? What's poshut? But then he says, "Motzui biyomim asmuchim leveses shemargeshes eizes simon nebeguf uva also zman motzok samim ein lahoklem evan kedine samim gon poros mikashir b'day tzivonim shekara v'adavad havekiriya eliyishal shelas chacham v'yesh lahamora hora levarer imir gisha." Who says, "Kain kibalti migdole hora"? And we're afraid maybe this kesem is included in Aria proper. Aria proper. Who said so? Where do you get it? Sidre Tara, Kuf Sadi, Sifkatan Aleph. Gentlemen, let's open up. If that's what he quotes. Please turn if you don't mind. Kuf Sadi Sifkatan Aleph. Please look. Here we go. Sifkatan Aleph should be easy to find, right? Everything else is all out to find in this city. Here we go. Sifkatan Aleph. Okay. What's Hagasha? Those are the various things which may be considered Hagasha. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. We've been here before. What exactly he found over here. I believe it is making reference to someone who has other kinds of hargoshes that the Nitei Gavriel spoke about. Headaches and stomach aches, things of this nature. The Maharam Shik considered these things to be potentially hargosha proper. Most poskim disagree. Because most poskim say that hargosha is only when it comes at the moment that the dam comes out, as we saw the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Second. Find it over here. Quotes it, but I can't find it. But I did find it. If you look at the Chavas Das, gentlemen, Chavas Das, Simon Kuf Pei Tes in the Chidushim. Chavadat has, you know, has Chidushim and Biurim. In the Chidushim of the Chavaz Das, Sivkot and Lamed Ches. Ad she Tivdok. Av she Mishar Vesta she Nekavua Mutas and Shamash Belo Bedik and Shava Vesta. Kavu Bishav Dalet. The coming of Bepiyuk Chomer Tvei She Derech O Isha Lefayik Mishas Riyah. Ta Sivkot and Lamed Ches. And then he says, in the Imre Baruch, you and Reishim and Kuftzani, Shargoshas his dazos aguf, havi hargosha. Now, he's talking about yawning, not talking about his dazos aguf. Apparently, he seems to make some kind of an equation. In my opinion, it's not a shaila at all of hargosha, but I would say it is a chovas prisha anyway, because it's a sign that something is on its way, like we said before. Now, halacha lemaisa, gentlemen, this is a shaila of all shailas. A woman had a kesem. Is she required now to do a bedikah? I get this question all the time. She had a kesem. Must she now do a bedikah? So he has, since we have the Gabriel open, acha she nimtza kesem poros mikashir she Torah, ey lasas bedikah. V'teva hanoshim kashem motos kesem be'open she Torah, ma'was hispalus u'behilus osim teichet bedikah. U'motish shoz al eishat bedikah maradam. Yesh l'lamdam, shalom, yasu, zos. This is the psak of the Taras Habayis as well. And he quotes it in the bottom. He says, this is the minig, kemorin mori horos, bezin irakodesh b'yushalayim, govind debretzin, says so. Shevet Halevi starts off by saying that. But then he says, some say, she should check herself, ein lezemokah b'halocha klal. Had it been true, the poskim should have certainly have said it. Enachayevas lived up. Then he says, nonetheless, well, she sees a kesem more than a makolos with my name, and maybe she should do a bedika. No, the Taras Habayis, Rav Avadich, page Tov Gimel, came as a kesem Torah lo havi reyes a klal, Torah below bedika. Yeah, Rav Yisroel Yankel Fish said the same thing. Base of Fraim Simon Memches and then Yitzchak Yerodeh Simon Yudzayim Sheyose Tov Shelo Livdok Bizman Sheeno Chayevus Ibdika Shema Tekal Kelatzlo Became Mekubal Etzel Mori Horos not to do a Bidika. Don't do a Bidika. Aye, Rabosai, it's an offer in a Mishnah on a Yud Gimel Aleph. Open up to the Mishnah, gentlemen. And often the Mishnah. Often the Mishnah. Rabosa. Everyone knows this Mishnah. Many of us know this Mishnah by heart. It's the name of a parrot. Kol ayad hamarba livdok menashim mishubachas. So what do you mean? He's saying, is it better not to do a bedikah? It's got off in the Mishnah. Turn to the Rosh, Siman Aleph. Turn to the Rosh, second parak of Masechta Nida, Siman Aleph. He comments on this Mishnah. Says the Rosh at the very beginning, Umayri b'yisha shasuka b'taras. Abel ein asuka b'taras. Eil livdok klal. He gives a different reason. If that's the case, she can do it when he's not looking and doesn't know about it. But they give a different reason. The reason is Shema to Kalkalatzma. So that's a very, very important Nakuda. A very, very important Nakuda. Okay. So this is the Yisod. I want to end the Shia with Aviad Mir Kasha. I want to just mention this Kasha. You may recall that the Rajba quotes an opinion in Afton Zion of Shkula saying Yavo Shtayan. What are the Shkula saying Yavo Shtayan? The two drushes. What are the two drushes? One drusha on Afton Zion of Beis is Hargosha, and one drusha is what? Besarla Beshvirla Bechaticha. Tarte Shabbos Mina. Shkula saying, he says, Yavo Shtayan. So I thought the pshat was, that's in the footnote 31 to the Rashba says, that means what I said just a minute ago. That means what do they have in common? Has to be derech riyasa. Bli Argosha was not derech riyasa in those days. Neither was shvir v'chaticha. So Abi looked up shkul osem yavosh, and you had four places in Shas. And the four places in Shas, you got an impression, not like what I said. I said pshat is, there's a common denominator, and that common denominator is the one din, which is the source for the drasha. So you find it in of all places in Baba Kama. I think I'll show you that. That's the best Gemara to show it. That's what you showed me. Okay, Baba Kama. I'm a foolish Gemara Baba Kama. Here we go. Michte Shkulanein V'yavo Shneim. The Heyman Ayom Mafkis. Now, what are the shkulim over here? If I'm not mistaken, it's Shein V'Regel, correct? Shein V'Regel, that's the same din? Ah. Arbav is the Zikimim. Shein are two different dinim. So how can I say it's shkulim Heim and Lashon L'Rishon? It means it's really the fundamental of the same din, not Derech Yosef Bekach, but Pashas is that Shein V'Regel are two totally different dinim. Unless you'll say, maybe not. True, Shein V'Regel are two different avos tzikin, but they're both what's called, you know, in broader terms, it's called dark on the hazik. That's how the Mishnah begins in our base. Dark on the hazik. So a behemoth's mazik kedark as opposed to keren, which is shaloka derech, b'shinoi, b'shuna, etc., etc. Maybe that's what it means as well. There are three other places in Shas. You look on the Ein Mishpat, Besaros HaShas. On the side, all kinds of areas of Shas. Maybe there too, they fundamentally share something in common. I don't know, I'm not sure. I still like my pshat based on footnote 31 in the Rashba. Avi's Kasha is a Kasha. I'll leave it to the Talmudim to figure out how to explain that. Tomorrow's Shia will be at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, because I have to do something else. I'm sorry for being irregular. And we'll be discussing the Sugya, Nun Beis Amid Beis, the Kasha which we spoke about a while ago. How is it possible to be a carbon, Veilo Nechal, if Ksamim is the Rabbana? Very, very important. Sugya, and I put on Numa Rabbakomis, it's Ramban, Rashbo, Ramit, for all four on that daf are important. Nakudas, coming tomorrow, Shiva, Siyad, Bishmai. Okay.